Summer vacations, trips. Where did you go as a family, or where did he go alone?
Well, for family, we went to Lake George, Washington, D.C., and we went up to Storybook Land.
That was in Lake George.
That was Lake George. Okay.
Where did you stay?
Usually in a motel.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took a lot of day trips. We used to go to Rockaway. We used to go to Pine Lake, which was a artesian well lake over New Jersey.
The
Then as
world's
Joseph got older, we used to go to Lake Welsh, Lake Sebago, which is up here in Rockland County.
What did he do? A fish or a boat or
No,
bask in the
actually
sun?
mostly swimming, and Joseph was really into that. And then they belonged to my mom and dad and Joe belonged to a club, a swim club.
Oh.
And my brother would go there, and he was always diving.
This is swimming pools or lakes?
Swimming. This was
Swimming.
swimming pools. But when we would go to the lakes, you know, like for different picnics, we'd have breakfast, lunch, and supper up there. Made sure we packed the car and we had everything going up that way.
That's nice.
And during the World's Fair, we went down to the World's Fair. That was a Sunday afternoon. All of us went out to the World's Fair. We covered the World's Fair because all the Sundays that we hit out there.
Yeah. And he was, let's say, he was 1990, 1955, 19, it was 1964 was the World's Fair. So he was about 9 years old. We would take the subway out. We'd get on our train at eight, the A train, 207th Street, down to, I think, 42nd Street. We'd get the number 7, which went out to Shea Stadium or Willets Point. And come through the gates and everything, and you had Shea Stadium on one side and then the World's Fair on the other. Well, that was back in 1964.
I still remember the GM Pavilion. That was the biggest thing I've
Right,
ever heard.
right.
Great great world, no, is it?
Oh, it's
Great
a
Big
small
Ball.
world after all.
Right.
That was
That
a
was where that
Coca-Cola.
started, yes.
And then General Electric had one too.
Yes, the World of Tomorrow,
Right. Great Great Big Tomorrow, something like that.
Do you remember what he enjoyed?
He enjoyed that one, and then I think Ford had the Futurama one. There
And he
was
liked the petting place too. There was a petting zoo up in the New York
a
State
New York
area.
State Pavilion. They
New
had
York State.
everything from New York State. It's a matter of fact, it's still there. They have a restaurant on top. It's one of the only buildings still there at Flushing Meadow. And they had all different animals from native to New York. They had nice,
Did
you
he come
know.
home with a plastic dinosaur or anything? I remember
Oh,
coming home.
yes, from Sinclair.
Yes,
The
yes.
Sinclair Dino dinosaur,
That was big
yes.
then.
Yes, that's
They had the molding machine. It made it right
right.
there. It's pretty exciting.
And then also they had the Hall of Presidents. They had Lincoln. It was the Hall of Presidents, which now is in both Disneyland and Disney World. And they also Brown. It was like a bust of Lincoln
Right, you
and a
put a
bust
coin in
of
it.
on the same premise as Sinclair Dino. So
Yeah,
this
well,
was,
I'm sure it was a moneymaker.
oh yes, of course.
Nora.
When the girls were talking about the trips to the World's Fair, we were very lucky. Mom would just get a bunch of us together, friends and neighbors, and we would all go out on the train. We'd go right out to the World's Fair. We were out there at least 10 or 11 times. We
Lucky.
knew the fair inside and out by the time it closed. And that again, it was 1964. And I
He
remember
was
go,
nine.
he was 9, yeah. And when we would go to the Ford Pavilion, it was a big deal. We would all take turns, and Joseph's turn would come to be the driver of the car because there were actual Ford cars, convertibles. And we would all take turns, and we would eventually all get a chance to sit in the driver's seat. And of course, it would just go through time. And
Was it on a track
it
like
was on
or
a track.
so you
It
okay?
was on a track, and it would go back in time. And I know that he thought that that was the greatest, but he had to be patient because he was the youngest, so he had to wait his turn.
Was that his favorite? What other ones did he like?
I think as the girls were saying, that the USA Pavilion, I think, was one of our most favorite, all of us, because there was a sense of freedom at the USA Pavilion, because it was the New York State Pavilion. I'm sorry, not the USA Pavilion. USA Pavilion was very impressive. But the New York State Pavilion, we would go and we would have our lunch, and then we could just run around. And nobody was afraid back then about somebody being kidnapped mm-hmm. or whatever. And we could just run around, and there was a little mini zoo there. And we would stay together, of course, but we would run around and have a great time in the New York State Pavilion. That was probably one of the highlights. And I know Joseph enjoyed the General Electric Pavilion. That was the one where you sat in the audience and you went from era to era.
Oh, yeah.
And I know he was fascinated by that. And every time you did go to this pavilion, we would always share then afterwards, did you notice this, did you notice that? Because you were trying to pay attention to what was happening, and there was so much going mm-hmm. on that, you know, you thought you would probably miss something, but one of your brothers or sisters would pick up on it and say, did you see this? So
there was a lot of eyes wide open experiences at the World's Fair, boy.
Yes, mm. yes, yes.
There's one funny story. When he was, well, he was pretty young. We were all young. We went up to upstate New York. One of our cousins were being ordained. I was thinking of this last night. We were in this boat, but it was still tied to the dock, and he fell headward in the water, and when we pulled them up, he says, there's a lot of fish in there. And I said, you didn't have your eyes closed? He says, no, my eyes were open. But at least he didn't drown on us. But that popped in my head last night. I said, yeah, that will be funny.
That's cute. Also, while she's talking about that, it was a cousin of ours that was ordained. And Cardinal Spellman was the bishop, or the cardinal of New York. And he was the one that ordained the priests. And my brother turned around, and he was only little, and he said to my mother, he goes, is that the Pope?
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And it was like everybody kind of like said, oh, look at that. You know, they really were amazed at him. Because he was only mm-hmm. tiny, because he was ordained in 56. So he was only a little bit over a year old. Is that really the Pope? And everybody stopped what they were doing and turned around and said, who's that little person down there? Yeah.
What, we couldn't get the Pope?
Yeah.
Nora.
One of the other things that I wanted to mention when the girls were talking about our trip up to Esopus, New York, that was when Father Kennington became a priest. He was ordained a Redemptorist priest. And now, I don't remember what...
I'm sorry, how did you know Father Kennington?
Father Kennington is my mother's first cousin, so he would have been our second cousin. And he became a Redemptorist priest in Esopus, New York. And when we went up there...
What is a Redemptorist priest?
Redemptorist is the order that he belonged to.
Okay.
And Esopus is up north, and it's on the Hudson River. And the story about Joseph falling into the Hudson River from the rowboat, that all took place on a property that belonged to the motel that we stayed at. And the motel, it just so happened to be, it was called the Motel on the Mountain. And the Motel on the Mountain was owned by, I don't remember the man's name, but the woman's name was Sally. And it was their first day that they were open for business. We were their first customers. And so we were in a brand new motel, nice. And it was called Motel on the Mountain, and it was very nice. We were excited because it had shower doors, and of course Joseph had to figure out, you know, he had to try the shower doors back and forth, and we had a great time. And Sally, and I forget her husband's name, they were very nice people, and other relatives of ours then followed through and came in, and we kind of filled their motel up for their first opening, which was very you know, good for them. And being that we were so little, when my cousin got ordained, we didn't go to the service because the service is so long. So these people babysat for us. I remember, I know Patty and I stayed back. Now, whether Maureen and Joseph went to the service, I'm not sure, but I remember Patty and I were babysat by Sally, who was the first, the owner of the motel that we stayed at. And they had a lot of land, and it led right down to the Hudson River, and that was where Joseph had his first experience of...
His second baptism.
That was his first, well, his scuba diving experience without the scuba gear.
Patty?
There was another, Maureen will remember this one too. When we were up there, we went to this farm, and we went through the cows, not holding our noses. Joseph held his nose. When we went into the pigs, we all started gagging and holding our nose. Joseph walked in like it was instant perfume. We looked at him, we said, "You got strange noses, Joseph." Yeah, he went into the pigs, not holding his nose, but the cows, he held his nose. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. And we were going to have bacon the next morning.
Yeah.
Maybe the wind was in the right direction.
That could have been it, yeah.
Any summer jobs that you remember he had while in school, high school or whatever?
Wasn't he a bell, a doorman?
Well, he was a doorman when he was in actually his last 2 years of high school into college. He was a doorman down at what they call Hayden House, right opposite the Hayden Pavilion, down the planetarium, the Hayden Planetarium on West 81st Street. He was a doorman in that building. Again, he used to watch the superintendent. His superintendent's name was Kaz, his boss. And he had his own little room that he was able to sit and do his homework, but yet he was there in case anybody needed him. Somebody locked themselves out, or one night they had someone passed away, so they had to make sure they could get into the apartment. One of his tenants was Leave Ullman. She lived in that building. There was a couple of other people, you know, that were on the Broadway theater crowd.
That was a pretty good building. Pretty good job.
Oh, yes. And it wasn't constant. He was able, as I say, be able to do his homework, study for a test or whatever. And he met a lot of people and learned an awful lot about, you know, different home repairs.
Oh, great.
Yeah.